Greetings! You are tuned into We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 236. This show, as you may have guessed from the name, is part of We Own This Town, a podcast network focused on entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find our official site at weownthistown.net or follow us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You'll get updates about all the latest episodes from every show across the network. You can also sign the mailing list on our website, weownthistown.net, and we'll send you a weekly email summarizing all of the show releases. It's easy, and I promise you need it in your life. We include a little bonus thing at the bottom of the newsletter, so who doesn't want bonus things? If you want to get in touch about anything We Own This Town related, shoot us a DM on Instagram or Twitter, or just reach out to me directly with some email, michael@weownthistown.net. I may not respond instantly, but I will eventually respond, I promise. As for this show, well, I've got a giant backlog of goods to play for you, but as I am mindful of your time being spent with me, I've pared it down to just 14 tracks. I'm also gonna test myself a little bit and be as off script as possible today. Not that anyone really wants that peek behind the curtain, but if you get a sense that I'm flying a little freer than usual, that's why. And with that, let's jump right into our first set of tracks. This is new stuff from No Stress, Bear in the Campsite, and Rain Sticks. We'll be right back.
up the mountain, see the lightning crack, white clouds of smoke rise off your
coming out of that set, at the very top, you heard No Stress with Freedom Love, the first single off of the brand new EP, Prelude Number 1. That is, in full transparency, coming out on YK Records, which is the small indie label that I own and operate, so there's a lot of bias there. No Stress is the moniker of Paul Horton, who is the keyboard player for the Alabama Shakes and one half of the jazz duo Concurrence, who we have played on the show before on several occasions. That EP is due out on March 2nd. As I mentioned, I'm extremely biased. It's super good. I can't wait for you to hear it. I hope you like that track a lot. Please go pre-order the album. Please. It can't hurt. All right. After that, we heard Bear in the Campsite with the song Started a Fire off of the forthcoming album, Life in a Magazine. I actually got an email from a member of Bear in the Campsite reminding me that way back in 2014, I played a band called Ego System here on the show. And that band was either a side project or they have evolved into, or there's some relation to Bear in the Campsite. They're related, Ego System, Bear in the Campsite. And they got a new album coming out, due out February 19th. Started a Fire is the first single from that record, and I like it a lot. Super poppy and easy breezy. In my most lazy journalistic tendencies, I would say that it reminds me of Blinker the Star. Is that a band that anyone remembers? I have no idea, but I was a huge Blinker the Star fan back in the late 90s. Very failure, space rocky, pretty glossy, but in all the right ways. It just it got me there, and I really appreciated it, and I'm looking forward to the full record. I've heard two tracks. I've been privileged enough to hear the next single that's coming from this record, and it's just as good. So, you know, go check that out. It's linked in the episode details. I think February 12th, the second single comes out. So that's just in a few days, and then February 19th, the whole thing's out. So we're right on the cusp. And we closed with Rain Sticks with the song Moss Curtain off of the album October Onwards. That actually came out in October of 2020, so you might have already heard that already, but the band just released a video for that song, and We Own This Town was fortunate enough to premiere the video. It feels good when someone asks us to do that, and it feels even better when we get it out into the world. It's a cool video, features the band playing together outdoors safely. It's a fun video, and it's a really nice record. If you have not heard October Onwards yet, please treat yourself. A lot of 12-string guitar on there. That's kind of the thing with Rain Sticks, and it's oddly unique for Nashville. You would think there would be more of that around here, but there's not. Rain Sticks has got it on lock, and it's great. Big fan. Okay, we're going to move into another set now. This is three new hip-hop tracks. We're going to start off with Ro Marquez, go into some Dereal A1Yo, and then hear from Chuck Indigo.
Gotta watch out when you fishing, eh? Slip a line, might end up in the belly of the beast. She gon' bring your soul and we gon' have a feast. Had to live and die to find out what that mean. Slapping bones and spades up under money tree. Niggas from the south ain't worried about a thing. Just remember calibrate before you blink. Might open up a side of you never seen.
Hey, 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 hey. Put it on every
with you breathing. Avenue under the stars at night. Looking for density streets. He found his peace and lost his life on sight. Alright, looking for remedies, babe. But penalties made the call. This karma's life. I know hitters, I know killers. Raised round niggas praying for issues. We gon' clock your speed and send these hollows straight through with precision. No way. Can't go back to the old ways. Ooh, me bone and look K. Duty and look E ran away. Get a nigga stumped like probate. Hit the gunshots from Broadway. Let us pray. Skip in Spanish, Miss Persepe. Yeah, on alphabets today. While it's BHBs and TTPs on stop seats down the street. Niggas creeping, TLC can't say conditions of this tea. How you gon' lean on me when I don't got support? I need a beam. How you gon' eat off me when the tree I planted from a bad seed? How they gon' pray on me? V, pray for me and protect it when it's beef. How you gon' wait on me when the sirens getting close? Entire streets, niggas future bright and the dispatch dark, that's me, no static. You a walking target when you tightrope in. It's a market thriving when you black hoping. Need a thousand chance to catch my soul. Even then you lack what I bite for. They gon' stop and stare like a jaw down in front of saloon. Front of south is fishy, greasy, tryna be an opportunist. Stripped a witty on you, a victim or a nudist. Stripped in a hollow hole like a short piece from a flutist. Teach a man to hunt, got a talent, better use it. Probably why I can't trip when a lick to a young nigga sound like music. Whoa.
Gotta watch out where you fishing at. Slip a line, might end up in the belly of the beast. She gon' bring your soul and we gon' have a feast. Had to live and die to find out what that mean. Slapping bones and spades up under money tree. Niggas from the south ain't worried about a thing. Just remember calibrate before you blink. Might open up a side of you never seen.
A nigga crossed me before looking both ways and now he roadkill. I grew up bullets for breakfast instead of oatmeal. The undertone is evident, I feel the arrogance. I better lost a life in Lama, make these niggas care again. Or pay attention to the rep. Internet babies only focused on the web. I've been more focused on my prep. The locusts saw my lotus when they notice it's a stretch. I keep my chakras activated and the yapa as a tech. I'm from that type of cloth, yo, timing off. I caught it by the stitch, I'm who I am, I cannot switch. I took an oath to who I'm with. Type of spells a nigga whipping, got the witches asking. Which a couple bones got thrown. Now niggas magically rich. I pray the shoe fit. Somebody I didn't mention and they use it as a source of motivation. I've been contemplating updating databases with landmines, concentrating world domination, but that's a landmine.
Gotta watch out where you fishing at. Slip a line, might end up in the belly of the beast. She gon' bring your soul and we gon' have a feast. Had to live and die to find out what that mean. Slapping bones and spades up under money tree. Niggas from the south ain't worried about a thing. Just remember calibrate before you blink. Might open up a side of you never seen.
God, we ask that you let it nourish our bodies, Lord God. Give us the energy and strength that we need to continue to believe and trust in you, oh Lord, that we're going to get through this tragedy, Lord God. God, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I've been thinking about you, shawty, and I can't keep you off my mind. Not even no sexual shit, just where I'ma take it when you give me the time. Until I sit back, just enjoy the ride. And I can hit the target like a bullseye. And I'm a little rough around the edges. Disturbing and a little hard-headed.
Yeah.
Now, you ain't met a nigga like me, though.
No.
Put my pride to the side of my ego. I can see you in the wig and got me in a tuxedo. No, I ain't lying, baby, but I'm a Leo.
True.
Nah, baby, I ain't lying, I don't cap it all. And if you're loyal to a nigga, you can have it all. And I'ma be your teddy bear, you my baby dog. Love like a drug and I feel it like an addict. Nah.
Let's go.
Tell me it's real and I'm feeling the same. What she think of us niggas that we all the same? I told her I'm different, I ain't in the game. You probably done heard it before. But I promise I'm worth it for sure.
For sure.
Guess I gotta prove it, I don't wanna lose.
I got flowers, I'm working on them.
Work with me, baby, you see that I'm trying. Work with me, baby.
baby.
Whatever you selling, you know that I'm buying.
Just don't have me looking crazy.
Sheesh.
Now I don't care if she was a prostitute or fuck half the niggas that she knew. Everybody got a past. What about the future?
What about the future?
I just want a real one to match my realness. I ain't talking about that reality TV love. This real shit.
Real.
We got a special connection. I know you feel it.
I know you feel it.
And it probably scared you, cause I'm nothing like the mother suckers that you deal with.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. She be on my mind like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
No cap. Yeah. No lie. I don't cap at all.
Like this, you a bad bitch, you can have any nigga.
I know it and that's what make it so interesting. But you know we got chemistry.
True.
I took my time getting intimate. I handled this one differently.
I laid the foundation in the beginning and we had a friendship.
I don't wanna be a player no more, I been feeling like Joe.
We can lead a lifestyle that I was thinking got hoes.
True, but I don't.
True, but I
don't. Been ran through and I know. I was looking for a woman out of hoe.
You know
just how I'm coming from the dough.
For sure.
And if you ain't fucking with a nigga, it's cool shit.
Just let a nigga know. I can't lie, I'm getting tired of this nightlife. Cause all I see is thigh holes and where's the wife tied?
Found something good, try to snatch her up.
I'd be a fool to pass her.
Yeah, I'ma smack it and rub it and flip it like a spatula.
Ha ha, last nigga was a capper, all he did was lie. No, I don't speak of the next man, but I'm not that guy. So don't compare me, this not that. And I got the key on my lock there.
You already know what it is with me, Shaw.
If I made a mistake, then my bad.
Man, I can't get out of my way. I got a whole lot to do, can make a whole lot of moves, and that just proves it's just all in my brain. Most won't say they afraid, I say that shit to my face, then tell myself, get the fuck out the way. Get the fuck out the way. Tell myself, get the fuck out the way. Most won't say they afraid, I say that shit to my face, then tell myself, get the fuck out the way. Going through life and I'm lost in confusion. Unless I'm giving sound advice, then you talk with Confucius. I never listened to myself, always thought it amusing. Now I answer the world's problems, still don't know what to do and my inspiration lacking. My bitch ain't texting back or my little paycheck was trash. My plug still waiting for pack, like fuck that, I'm trying to smoke now. Like how the fuck I'ma cope now, like how the fuck I ain't broke down. And why no one picking me up, cause I'm the one holding me down. Cause I'm the one holding me down. Man, I can't get out of my way. I got a whole lot to do, can make a whole lot of moves, and that just proves it's just all in my brain. Most won't say they afraid, I say that shit to my face, and tell myself, get the fuck out the way. Get the fuck out the way. Tell myself, get the fuck out the way. Most won't say they afraid, I say that shit to my face, and tell myself, get the fuck out the way.
Okay, top of that, you heard Ro Marquez with Big Fish featuring The Black Sun. That is off of the brand new album, No Roads, just released last Friday. It's phenomenal. There's actually a Ringleader article that went up speaking to Ro Marquez about the making of the record and reviewing it. And it talks about how he was involved in a terrible fire in North Nashville. And this record is kind of his emergence from that terrible experience. I think they use the phrase like a phoenix, which is very appropriate. And that fits in quite well with the album cover art as well. Lots of fire and darkness and kind of coming out of that. I don't know. That just sounds horrible. It sounds like a terrible experience to have gone through, but this album is really phenomenal. So maybe something good and redeeming came of it. But man, you wish nobody goes through that. But it's a fantastic album, really diverse, tons of great guests on there. I can't really express enough how much time you need to spend with this one. It's fairly lengthy, but in a good way. Doesn't really drag at all. I'm still making my way through it. Have plucked through several times trying to find a track to play on this show to really showcase what I thought made the record stand out. I landed on this song, Big Fish, but it was tough. There's a ton of great tracks. So click through on the episode details to hear the whole record. Definitely spend some time with that one. After that was another brand new release from Dereal A1Yo with the track Thinking About You from the album Thugs Need Love 2, the number 2, not also. This is actually a thematic sequel to a previous release, building on the same ideas of the prior. It's about relationships and casual sex and the emotional weight of everything involved with all those things. This song, Thinking About You, is actually the last track on the record, but it grabbed me the most. You know, normally the first or maybe the third track would be the one that you grab, but, you know, it's the last track on this one. I can't explain what it was, but it was the one that got me. And I really love the cover art on this one and am enjoying spending time with it. It's good to hear some tracks about relationships in the hip-hop world. Feels good. After that was Chuck Indigo with the song Out of My Way off of No More Bad Days that came out in October of 2020. It's been out for a minute. If you haven't heard it yet, that's really unfortunate. You should definitely click through on the episode details and listen to the entire record. I've just been listening to it recently, and this track grabbed me, so I included it on the show. I will say, I tend to kind of revolve around a handful of hip-hop artists now that I've gotten involved in paying attention. I need to branch out a little more, but, you know, this Chuck Indigo album is such a great example of how hard it is to break away from that because the album is so good. And you listen to it for a week and maybe a couple songs grab you and you move on to the next thing because there is a lot of hip-hop music coming out in Nashville and you don't go back and spend enough time with the prior release. So it's just a lot to wrap your brain around. It's such a phenomenal problem to have, but it's one that I am having. And here we are with the results of Chuck Indigo just grabbing my ear with Out of My Way. Happy to have it in my life, and hopefully you will as well. Remember earlier when I talked about going off book and kind of flying free? That was a great example of that. All right, let's keep going. Up next is new works from Aaron Lee Tashin, The Marvels, and Joe Pizzapia, or Pizzapia, depending on who you ask.
Technology is eating through my brain. Got wires crossed, it bothers me. To feel this artificial pain, my little avatar. Such danger.
strangers on my screen. My little avatar, I'll never know who you really are. Digital clouds and guiding stars on the computer of love. My little avatar, clouds and guiding stars on the computer of love. We'll be right back.
At the top of that set, you heard Aaron Lee Tashin with Computer of Love off of the brand new album Tashin. I checked out his Instagram right before recording this, and it's really funny. His little bio at the top says, "Even I don't know how to pronounce my last name. Tashjan. I mean, yeah, anyone's guess is good. So this record's brand new. It's been getting a lot of press, and it name drops ELO a lot. All the reviews I've read will just pop in a little modern day ELO, a little Jeff Lynne inspired. You know, those are things that are very tempting for me. You know, how can I deny that? Honestly, for being honest here, if I'm off book and just straying wherever I want to stray, I generally wouldn't play an artist like Aaron Lee Tashin because I feel like there's so much support for a record like this already. That doesn't make it bad. I mean, I'm sure it's a phenomenal record. I'm still listening to it, getting to know it, but I feel like there's a publicity machine behind this. This is a name that's pretty known in town and pretty respected, rightfully so. And this show, We Own This Town Music, tends to focus on things that are coming up or things that haven't necessarily gotten the light shined on them that they need to. That's at least how I generally think of it, but you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Aaron Lee Tashin doesn't mind the promotion either. Maybe he's struggling just as much as anybody else to get the word out. And I probably made some bad assumptions on my part there. But you know what? Good record. Great song. And that's just one of many. So definitely go check that out. Linked in the episode details. After that, we heard the Marvells, brand new band. I'm putting that in quotes, with the song Buried Treasure. Now, the reason I put that in quotes is because I'm not sure if it's a band or just a quick one-off project. That was released by Diddy Wah Records, a brand new label put together by Reno Bow. And the tagline of the label is, "We make them like they used to," with the intent of putting out music that sounds like old 50s doo-wop and soul and R&B. Writing new songs that intentionally call back to those old styles. So this song by the Marvells, Buried Treasure, is actually Reno Bow and Nicole Atkins. And I don't know if there's going to be more Marvells or if it's just like, hey, this is an introduction to Diddy Wah. This is what we do. We write new songs that make you think of the past. I liked it a lot. I hope there's more of it. I've been following Diddy Wah. They have two releases right now, this one and one other from the Tarantinos. Couldn't tell if the Tarantinos were local or not, but man, that was some cool surf rock. Definitely worth checking out and keeping an eye on. Their Instagram will be linked in the episode description. This track will be linked in the episode description. You can hear more from the label. What's really interesting is they're also releasing all these songs in stereo and mono, you know, because back in the day, you got to release it in mono. Interesting. Very interesting project. Very cool song as well. Okay, and after that, we closed with Joe Pizzapia, maybe Pizzapia. I've never once ever learned how to pronounce his name, and I never will, with the song On the Other Side, which, if you were paying attention to the lyrics at all, is definitely a COVID song. It's lamenting this arduous thing that we've been going through and just looking forward to being on the other side of it, which I think is a place that we can finally start contemplating. I think it's going to be a minute, but I think we can at least see it over there on the horizon. And this song felt like a nice way to kind of commemorate that. I really like those gang vocals at the end and the sort of George Harrison-y noodly guitar stuff on the way out. I mean, that's undeniable when you get a good gang vocal. You can screw up a gang vocal. You can do it very poorly, or you can do it very pleasantly. And I think Joe Pizzapia did it very pleasantly. You can click through on the episode description to hear that track, buy it on Bandcamp. There's so much good Joe Pizzapia. His last record called Imbolic. Another thing I don't know how to pronounce. Instrumental record that you're supposed to play while you're cooking. Absolutely delightful. Okay, let's start into another set. This one is kind of a weird set. I don't know that there's really a genre holding everything together here, but maybe that's when this show starts to get really good, when it's just all over the map. This is Maiden Mother Crone, followed by Blooper, followed by Black Space.
Watching it bleed.
Top of that set, we heard Maiden Mother Crone. Not sure if I reversed those words on the way in, but the name of the band is Maiden Mother Crone, with the track Empty Hills off of the EP called Redirection. That was released on January 29th. Kind of a dark rocker there. Loved how it built and exploded, and it really exploded there at the end. Fantastic. Big fan of that. There's another track on the record called Vast Cranium of Knowledge that is way, way, way prog rocky, and I really wanted to play it on the show, but we got another song coming up soon that's pretty long as well, so I went with the single, what I considered to be possibly the single. The other song, Vast Cranium of Knowledge, is 7 minutes. That's, you know, it's a commitment, but it's a really good commitment. But what we can do here with Empty Hills is tell you that song was great. That gave you a little taste of the prog. Now click through on the episode description and go listen to Vast Cranium of Knowledge as well. Easy peasy. I'd also note that this record has some really fantastic cover art. Really caught my eye. I don't really know anything about this band, but they had cool cover art, so I got into it. After that was Blooper with Nisus. I'm a big fan of Blooper. I've played Blooper on the show many times before. I listen to Blooper in my free time very regularly. It's pretty chilled out music, great for working or studying or just having something on in the background. But this song felt just a little different, like he was trying something in a bit of a new direction. Still incredibly chill, don't get me wrong. Very maximized chill. But felt like there's some experimentation going on, and I'm appreciative of that. So go follow Blooper. Just get everything Blooper puts out. Stream it, buy it, whatever you need to do. Just get Blooper in your life. And after that, closing the set out was Black Space with the track Let It Go. I know absolutely nothing of this artist. I was just browsing Bandcamp, came across this. The album is called Next Time, spelled incredibly strangely, N-X-T-H-Y-M-E, Next Time. It's a full, long record of just vaporwave and soul fused together in a way that is rather impressive. Soul and R&B has always been kind of a foundational aspect of vaporwave. If you are a pursuant of the vaporwave genre, you know this. But I don't know, there's something interesting and different about the way this is being infused. I feel like the soul and R&B is being leaned into a lot more, and it's not just being used for sampling purposes, that it's kind of garbled and VHS'd out. It's more prominent, more clean. I'm a fan. Very much into what I'm hearing here. I wish I knew more about the artist, but I don't. I'm just appreciative of the music, and I think you should listen to the whole record. Once again, linked in the episode description. Okay, now we're going to dive into the last song of our show. Kind of a special one. Kind of really excited about this. This is the Nashville Ambient Ensemble with the song Conversion, the first song off of their upcoming album Cerulean. Cerulean? C-E-R-U-L-E-A-N. I've said this in my head 1,000 times, but never said it out loud. And you heard me say it out loud for the first time, and I probably said it wrong. This song is 10 minutes long, 9 minutes and 56 seconds, to be honest. But it's an ambient track that's intentionally long like this. It's supposed to immerse you in this experience. So let it do that. All right, here we go with Nashville Ambient Ensemble and the track Conversion.
Thank you.
I mean, what else is there to say about that? If you're listening to this, if you've made it to the other side of that Nashville Ambient Ensemble track, how pleasant was that? Very excited for this record. I believe pre-orders go up for the vinyl at the end of the month, and it will be released in mid-March. There are so many fantastic musicians on this record. I know that this will not be the last time that I talk about it or mention it or play it. I'm really excited for it. If you don't know anything about it, please go click through on the episode description and read a little bit about it. Otherwise, stay tuned because I am sure that I will talk about it in depth in the future. But otherwise, that's our episode. Well, almost. I'm going to say my goodbyes here and then I'm going to close out with one more song. I really love this release that I found from Bandcamp Friday, and I just had to include it on this episode, but you just listened to a 10-minute song, so I felt like, hey, after a 10-minute song, let's have a little chatter, and then we'll hear one last track. So I'm going to say goodbye, and then we're going to close out the show with Other Nothing and the song Joy off of the brand new Water Like the Birds album that just came out last Friday. It's very quiet and meditative. It's actually a very good pairing with the Nashville Ambient Ensemble, but I didn't want to test your patience with the length of listening to a track. It's just a great way to glide on into your day, and I really appreciate that Other Nothing put this out. The Instagram said, I'm tired of overthinking this music. I'm just going to do this and put it out there. And it didn't need any overthinking. It's fantastic. Okay. Find us on the internet at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You'll get updates about all the new episodes from all of the We Own This Town shows. Visit our site at weownthistown.net. Please sign that mailing list. You can email me directly if you want, michael@weownthistown.net. I'll just repeat that over and over again, weownthistown.net. That's also meditative, right? Many thanks to Upright T-Rex Music for the music playing underneath me right now. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Lovely friends. Very much appreciative of them. All right, take care. Keep wearing that mask. Watch that vaccine news. I will talk at you soon. This is Other Nothing. Bye.